Liquid data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Good afternoon and welcome to the 12 hours main news bulletin. The headlines. UTH records 9 Christmas babies. Auditor General flags 1.4 billion kwacha at Tazama. And front runner to be Bangladesh PM returns after 17 years in exile. To present the news in detail, my name is Masuzi Mvula. The University Teaching Hospital's Women and Newborn Hospital has recorded 9 Christmas babies, including 2 boys and 7 girls. Speaking when she presented Christmas hampers to the new mothers, Vice President Mtalina Lumango said the gesture is meant to support and celebrate women who welcome new life on the festive day. Ms. Nalumango has added that the donation aims to share joy with the mothers and recognize the strength and care they showed during childbirth.
We are here to give them little hampers for them to start on. You'll be surprised that we'll give the mother also a hamper. And that one is particularly, it contains food. Because the baby eats through the mother for the first part of life. So it is important that mothers are supported. And all the time there is an opportunity to speak to this. I always think of the nutritious component of food. It's critically important that children start off strong. We know that in the country we also look at the children right from conception.
Meanwhile, UTH Women and Newborn Hospital Chief Nursing Officer Beatrice Mundia has expressed gratitude for the gesture.
It's a privilege again today to have an opportunity to give gifts to our mothers, and more so that we are graced by the Vice President, Her Honor, the Vice President, Madam Nalumango, who actually did present the gifts from her office to the mothers that delivered Christmas babies. So as an institution, we are honored to have been able to receive these babies and really thank God for them to be born the same day with the Lord Jesus Christ.
The latest Auditor General's report on the accounts of parastatal bodies and other statutory institutions for the financial year ended 31st December 2024 has exposed financial and operational challenges at Tazama Pipeline Limited, including a default on statutory payments amounting to over 1.4 billion kwacha. According to the report, Tazama defaulted on throughput fee installments that fell due on 30th March 2024 with outstanding amounts totaling to over 1.4 million kwacha as of 31st October 2025. The report notes that this occurred despite government entering into an interest-free agreement with Tazama on June 2nd, 2023, valued at over 2.7 billion kwacha to enable the company to settle debts owed to petroleum suppliers during the conversation of the pipeline from pumping crude oil to transporting finished white products. It further revealed that a review of Tazama's financial statements as at 31st December 2024 showed that 217.7 million kwacha from the sale of processed crude oil products had not been remitted to the Ministry of Finance. The report says the non-remittance is attributed to Tazama Petroleum Products Limited, which failed to remit the funds to Tazama. It also highlights production shortfalls in the processing of crude oil dead stock, as only 84,425 metric tons of the finished white products were produced against a budgeted 99,808 metric tons, resulting in a shortfall of 15,383 metric tons. Labour Commissioner Givens Muntengwa has revealed that the Ministry of Labour and Social Security has recorded improved performance compared to last year, adding that the ministry has gained significant traction in 2025 and is now on an upward trajectory. In an interview, Mr. Muntengwa said, contrary to public perception, The ministry actively carries out its mandate, including workplace inspections. He has explained that much of this work is conducted discreetly to avoid exposing companies to reputational risks that could arise from premature public disclosures. Mr. Montengwa has noted that making full public disclosures before or during inspections could negatively affect businesses, adding that the ministry follows professional procedures to ensure fairness while enforcing labor laws.
As compared to last year, actually we are on an upward trajectory. The instruction that we gained during the year 2025, the members of the public take it for granted that we don't go out to inspect. But the contrary, we inspect and we work behind the closed doors, because obviously if we have to make full disclosure all the time when we go for inspection, some companies might suffer reputation risk. We can rate ourselves positively, done positive things. We've shown visibility. People are appreciating that we are resolving their problems.
The Serve Environment and People Agency has expressed concern over reports that over 500 households in Livingston West and Nasanzu camps have had their maize fields destroyed by swarms of short-horned grasshoppers, while more than 100 hectares of crops have been damaged by armyworms. SEPA Chief Executive Officer Miles Moke has warned that the outbreak could exacerbate food insecurity among affected households and affect the overall food supply in the region. Ms. Moke has highlighted the role of climate change in increasing such agricultural threats and stressed the importance of preparedness to mitigate their impact. She has called for prompt action from the government through the Ministry of Agriculture to control the pests before they spread further.
Climate change brings about a lot of disturbances and uncertainty in our lives. Therefore, there is need for preparedness on behalf of the government, through Ministry of Agriculture, to make sure that they move in very quickly to mitigate these insects before they spread to some other places. Preparedness is a key to adapt climate change. DMMU should move in quickly with relief food so that people should not be affected beyond the limits.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Zambia Association of Citizen Contractors has expressed concern over the continued failure of some local contractors to complete projects awarded under the Constituency Development Fund across the country. In an interview, ZACO President Montale Mpepo said it is unfortunate that many local contractors leave projects unfinished, a situation that undermines confidence in citizen contractors and affects services delivery. He has appealed to contractors to fully utilize the opportunities provided by government, noting that doing so would allow more projects to benefit fellow local contractors. Mr. Mpepo has also urged governments to ensure contractors are fully financed to enable timely completion of works, adding that current process for accessing resources is too cumbersome. The 2024 Auditor General's report on the Constituency Development Fund has revealed that several local contractors failed to complete projects even after receiving payments, raising concerns over accountability and the effective use of public funds.
That is very unfortunate. As the association, as ZACO, we always encourage our members to finish the project in time, according to the needs of the client. It's very unfortunate if at all others cannot adhere to the instructions and do the same. That is very, very unfortunate. My appeal to the contractors, let us utilize this window which government has provided, especially CDF projects. The contractors also undergo certain situations. Let also client number one do their part as well, so that we develop our nation in good time.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
Tariq Rahman, the front runner to